Wednesday night, where halacha only Yud Beis Tammuz. Okay, in this week's parsha, we learned the dinim of Yerusha. One of the applications of Yerusha is really learned out from Sukkim by a melech and perhaps by a kohen gadol, is that there's a din Yerusha when someone has a position of kavod or of prominence, then his son comes first before other candidates. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's really, there's a case like that of a Shliach Tzibur. Perhaps a Shliach Tzibur was considered like an official chazan, that was an appointment, and maybe he was paid for it, but it was an appointment that was considered a matter of kavod. So the din is, and that even if there are other candidates who are better, and as we're talking about Lachamisa, so whether there's a din Yerusha on this, apparently there is on a Misra, on a position like a Malchus or a Kohen Gadol. So even if there are better candidates, the son not only has to be competent, it has to be a determination that he's competent, but if he's competent, then that's good enough, and you don't necessarily go with merit, but there is a din Yerusha here. The Rosh Hashulchan says he's not clear why it applies to a chazan, but certainly other positions of kavod, of sarara, it would apply. I was once at a din Torah where the argument was made about it. Someone had a heksher, and the heksher should pass over to his son. So I'm not quite sure what his taina was. I didn't at the time either, but that's the determination that has to be made, if it's a position of kavod and of srara or not. But if there is a din like that, if he's competent, even if there's someone better, you give it to a son. Okay.